Welcome to Torah Dimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shira Hochheimer, and today we are studying Yechezkel, Perek Mem Aleph, Chapter 41. We are now in the section of Sefer Yechezkel that talks about the time of the Third Temple. The last Perek began our tour of the outer and inner courtyard walls of the temple complex. Our Perek will focus on the Heichal building. The Heichal building is the Mikdash, which houses the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. There is an entrance on the east side. When you enter through this doorway, you then proceed into the Kodesh, and then come to the Kodesh Kodashim. In my mind, when I think of this structure, I am most familiar with the setup of the Mishkan, where it was a freestanding building. Both in the time of the second Beis HaMikdash, and as described here, the temple building had additional rooms and structures surrounding the main hall for support, storage, repairs, and other functions. This parak will discuss the blueprints of the main hall of the Heichal, as well as its secondary rooms. The psukim and what all the side elements look like is a subject of a lot of debate. I will be citing two opinions, that of Rashi as documented by Rabbi Eisman in his work published by ArtScroll, and the Malbim as described by the Das Mikra. Each of those svarim have extensive diagrams to explain their positions. In Pasuk Aleph, verse 1, Yechezkel is brought into the Heichal building through an entrance that is 10 amos wide. The doorposts of this entrance are 6 amos deep, which is the depth of all the walls around the Heichal. Shesh amos rochav mipo, v'shesh amos rochav mipo, rochav ha'ohel. 6 amos wide on each side, which was the width of the structure. Pasuk Beis, verse 2. V'chisvos ha'pesach, chamesh amos mipo, v'chamesh amos mipo. The walls to the side of the opening were each 5 amos long. The doorway was 10 amos wide, and it was centered between two walls that were 5 amos long. The whole length of that wall was 20 amos wide, 5 amos, then 10 amos, then another 5 amos. When you entered the doorway, you had to walk back 6 amos as the walls were 6 amos deep, and then you came into a room, the Kodesh. The Malach measured the room, Vayamad arko arba'im ama v'rochav esrim ama. He measured its length to be 40 amos and its width to be 20 amos. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. At the back of the Kodesh, there was a dividing wall between the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Vayamad El HaPesach 2 Amos. He measured the door frame, and it was 2 Amos deep. There was a solid wall 2 Amos thick in between the Kodesh and the Kodesh Kodashim. This dividing wall was different than the first Beis HaMikdash. In the times of Shlomo, the dividing wall was only 1 Amos thick. In the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they hung 2 curtains with a space of 1 Amos between them. This doorway was similar to the opening doorway with a slightly different dimension. This doorway was only 7 amos wide, and the walls next to it were 6.5 amos wide. It was still 20 amos, but it was 6.5, 7 amos opening, and then another 6.5 long wall. The Pasuk also tells us that these walls were only 6 amos tall. In Pasuk Dalet, verse 4, the Malach measures the Kodesh Kodashim, Vayamad es arko esrim ama, and he measured its length was 20 amos, v'rochav esrim ama, and its width was 20 amos, al pnei ha-hechal, v'yomer elai, zeh kodesh ha-kadashim. And he measured it, and he said, this is the most holy place. From Psukim He to Tezvav, verses 5 to 15, the Psukim describe a series of walls and chambers that are attached to the western, northern, and southern sides of the Hechal, to the left, top, and right sides. Given the lack of specificity, there is a lot of disagreement as to what these psukim mean. Pasuk Hei, verse 5, Vayamad kir habayis shesh amos. The wall surrounding the Kodesh and the Kodesh HaKodashim was 6 amos thick, much like the wall to the outer courtyard. Right next to this wall was a series of chambers, which the Pasuk will tell us were each 4 amos wide, or around 6 to 8 feet wide. V'rochav hatzela arba amos saviv saviv. And the width of the side chamber, not the walls that were around them, but the actual room, was 4 cubits all around the Heichal. Psukim continue the description of these chambers. There will be a total of 33 chambers around the perimeter of the Heichal, divided over 3 stories. So there will be 11 chambers per story. Each story had 5 chambers run from front to back along the north, meaning the right side, a parallel 5 chambers on the south side, meaning the left side, and 1 chamber per floor on the western side behind the Kodesh Kodashim. Each of the chambers on a floor were connected by a narrow passageway that went from chamber to chamber. The chambers were constructed in a very particular way. The bottom chambers were 4 amos wide. The middle level, the second story, was 5 amos wide, and the top story was 6 amos wide. This was done as the floorboards could not be drilled into the walls for support. Instead, the rooms were stacked, with the bottom floor being more narrow than the floor above it. V'lo yiyu achuzim b'kir habayis, so they would not be fastened into the walls of the house. By having each story narrower than the one above it, the floorboards could be supported by notches in the thicker wall from the story below. Pasuk Zion verse 7 tells us how they access the upper chambers. V'nasva l'mala l'mala latzila os. There was also a winding staircase according to Rashi, or a ramp according to Mishnas David, as you went up from floor to the chambers. Pesukim Ches and Tes verses 8 and 9 tells us that the outer walls of these chambers had a width of 5 amos, and underneath this outer wall was an underground foundation that was 6 amos. This information is important for those who are trying to calculate the square footage that would be needed to build this building. The Pesukim also tell us that there was an additional open space called the Munach, which is an open space 5 amos wide. The location of this Munach is a subject of debate. The art scroll based on Rashi puts the Munach at the base of the building as a room that allows entrance into the chambers from the outside the Heichal building. According to Rashi, the chambers and Heichal building share a common wall. The Das Mikra draws the Munach as a covered archway 5 amos wide on the north and the south, meaning the left and the right of the Heichal, running parallel to the longer wall of the Heichal. According to Das Mikra, the chambers and Heichal don't share a wall at all. So there was a wall from the Heichal, then an open space for the Munach, and then there was a wall that allowed it to be a chamber. In the next parak, we will learn about two large rectangular buildings which flank the Heichal building called the Shkos. Pasuk Yud, verse 10, introduces us to them by telling us that these Lishkos are 20 amos from the Heichal. Coming back to the Heichal building, Pasuk Yud, verse 11, tells us that there was only one entrance into the chambers on each side of the Heichal that was 5 amos wide. Pasuk Yud Beis, verse 12, begins to give us the overall dimensions of the Heichal building. The Heichal is a tall building, which based on the dimensions of the second Beis HaMikdash is 100 amos tall, which is approximately 14 to 18 stories. Around this towering structure, there was a smaller base made up of chambers. In the time of the first and second Beis HaMikdash, each story was only 5 amos tall, so the building where the chambers were 15 amos tall, or 3 stories. The tall Heichal is called the Gizra, which means fortress, and it is the protector of the Jewish nation in many ways. The width of all the buildings altogether was 70 amos. According to Rashi, this includes an outer wall on each side, a 2-3 amos wide ramps that round down the side, the chambers, and the Heichal. The length of the building was 90 amos. In Pesukim Yud Gimel to Tesvav, verses 13 through 15, the Pesukim say that there is an additional part to the building that makes it 100 amos by 100 amos instead of 70 by 90. Rashi says that in front of the Heichal was a smaller alcove that was 10 amos deep and 100 amos wide, so the Heichal had the appearance of an upside-down T. The Das Mikra disagrees and gets to the 100 amos by adding a back area behind the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He arrives at the width of 100 amos because the front wall of the Heichal building was actually the western wall of the inner courtyard, which was 100 amos wide. These dimensions of 100 amos are repeated in three psukim, and the Mefarshim find different reasons to explain the repetition. In Pasuk Tes Zayin, verse 16, the Pasuk begins to describe other architectural elements of the Heichal building. Every surface of the inner Heichal, the Kodesh and Kodesh Kedashim, was covered floor to ceiling with wood panels, which were then covered with gold overlay. The gold would not adhere to the stones, so there needed to be paneling that could be decorated. Drawing from the last words of Pasuk Tes Vav, verse 15, the Heichal HaPnimi, the inner sanctuary, had Hasipim v'Chalonim ha'atumos v'Atikim saviv, doorposts, closed windows, and pillars all around. Neged hasav shchif eitz saviv saviv. Over the doorposts, all around, were covered with wood panels. V'aretz ad ha'chalonos v'chalonos mechusos. From the floor to the windows, even the windows were covered. Rashi says the windows were covered with the wood veneer. The Mesudas David says the windows were covered with transparent material. The paneling is described as midos, measured, meaning each piece of veneer wood for the paneling was the same width and thickness as the one next to it. The wood went above the door frames inside the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKadoshim and all over the walls. Pasuk Yeches, verse 18. V'asoy, they were decorated with kruvim, v'simorim, v'simora, ben kruv l'kruv, u'shnayim panim l'kruv. Kruvim and palm trees, and a palm tree was between each kruv, and every kruv had two faces. Mesuzas David says these decorations were etched in the wood so that when the wood was covered with gold leaf, the designs could stand out. Each kruv had two faces, one of a person, which faced the palm tree on one side, and the other was the head of a young lion on the other side. Pasuk Yutzes, verse 19. Asoy el kol havayas saviv saviv. The whole house is decorated all around. Pasuk Chaf, verse 20. Me'aretz ad me'al ha-pesach ha-kruvim v'atimorim asuyim v'kir ha-hechel. From the ground up until above the door were decorated with kruvim and palm trees, and so on the wall of the temple. The entire wall was covered with gold. Reading these psukim, we can only imagine the grandeur of the Hechal, this structure that with the Kodesh and Kodesh HaKodeshim that was covered with wood panels that were etched with intricate designs that were covered with gold. Pasuk Chaf Aleph, verse 21, adds an unrelated detail about the entrance to the Hechal. HaHechal Mezuzos Rivua. As for the sanctuary, the doorposts were squared off, not rounded. Yecheskel then says an enigmatic statement, Ufnei HaKodesh HaMar'eh Kamar'eh. The pshat, simple explanation, is that the entrance to the Kodesh Kodashim had a similar, squared-off look. The face of the Kodesh, its appearance was like the appearance of the other entrance. Rav Breuer reads this last phrase differently. He reads it that Yecheskel is looking at the door of the Kodesh Kodashim and he sees a vision. Hamar'eh, the vision, Kimar'eh, Kamar'eh, is like the vision. The vision is like the vision he saw at Nahar Kfar when the Shekhinah was leaving the world, the Beis HaMikdash. The Shekhinah is now returning to the Mikdash. The pasuk ends abruptly as Yecheskel is speechless, witnessing the return of the Shekhinah. The psukim continue filling in various details about what is in the Hechal. Pasuk Chaf Beis, verse 22. Near the Kodesh Kodashim is a mizbeach made out of wood that is 3 amos tall and 2 amos wide. The mizbeach is turned. Zeh HaShulchan Asher Lifnei Hashem. This is the table that is before Hashem. It is strange that the mizbeach is being called a table. This leads to many different opinions as to what is being described. The Mesuzas David feels that this pasuk is indeed talking about the shulchan, the table for the lechem hapanim, the showbread, and not about the mizbeach that was dedicated to Ketores. The Radak feels that this pasuk is talking about the mizbeach at Ketores. So in that case, why is it referred to as a shulchan? The terminology is meant to teach those listening to Yecheskel that when there is no mizbeach, our tables where we host the poor serves to atone for our sins. This idea finds expression in the halacha. The Rama instructs us in Or HaChaim 116, paragraph 5, that we should bring salt to the table because our tables are compared to the mizbeach and our eating is like a karban. Even while describing a perfect future, Yecheskel is inspiring those who are living in an imperfect time to make their lives a bit better and a bit more spiritual. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos also interprets this pasuk homiletically. In Avos, chapter 3, Mishnah 3, it tells us that we must elevate our mealtime with spirituality, with words of Torah, so that our tables will become like the Mizbeach by sharing words of Torah with those gathered. Pasuk Chaf Gimel, verse 23, adds yet another detail to the design of the Hechal. Ushtayim de la sos la Hechal v'la Kodesh, and the Hechal and the Kodesh Kodashim had two doors. Each entrance had two sets of doors, which are familiar with from going to places like Target, where you go through the first doors, walk a bit, and then come to the second set of entry doors. The entrance was 6 amos deep, so there was one pair of doors at the beginning and one pair of doors at the end. Pasuk Chaf Daled, verse 24, continues describing the door. Ushtayim de la sos la de la sos. Each set of doors, meaning the ones in the front and the ones in the back, were made up of two doors. Shtayim musabos de la sos, two turning leaves. The double doors that were in front and back were either hinged so they could take less room to open, or they swung open from the center. Shtayim ledelas echas ushtay de la sos laacharas, two leaves for the first set of doors and two leaves for the back set of doors. Pasuk Chaf Hei describes the doors themselves. Vasuya aleihem el de la sos hahechal kruvim v'simorim kasher asuyim lakiros. And the doors were also decorated with kruvim and palm trees like the walls were decorated. In addition, v'av eitz al pnei ha'ulam mehachutz. There were also, outside this hechal, there were thick beams of wood on the face of the ulam outside. Because of the height of these buildings, these boards reinforced and provided stability to the tall hechal building. Pasuk Chavav, verse 26, concludes our perek, describing the walls on either side of the entrance gate. These walls also had closed windows. The beams, the buttresses, and thick window frames were also decorated with palm trees. In this parak, we got a tour of the Heichal with the Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim and learned about its beautiful and intricate designs. We have explored the chambers that were around the perimeter of the building and learned that there are many differences of opinion regarding what the third Beis HaMikdash will look like. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.